Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The center fielder, Roger Maris. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, J.W. Porter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chico Carrasquel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Harrell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Smith. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Smith. And now, play ball. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carrasquel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maris, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell takes first base on ball four. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone strikes out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carrasquel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Maris goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Minoso moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Button reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive towards short. Button reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harrell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Preston Ward now playing first base. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to second. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Maris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Maris reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Maris moves to third. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Gurnett takes first base on ball four. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maris for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Forknalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknalis is 0-for-1 in the game. Forknalis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Button hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Ted Williams. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gurnett takes first base on ball four. Stevens moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone bunts towards third. Carrasquel fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jensen hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevens scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Geiger pinch runs for Chico Carrasquel. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harrell strikes out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Geiger moves to second. Billy Moran pinch runs for Dick Brown. Larry Doby pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Leo Keeley now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-4 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Avila for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.